93.7, the River that goes Queen, Dog and Joe Show. We're going to play a brand new game now. We've never done this on the River or the Dog and Joe Show. It's called Stars or Strippers.
Ooh.
Stars or Strippers.
Of course you'd come up with something like this.
Okay, are these people just stars, or were they ever at some point in their career strippers? We need something really snappy and snazzy.
Wow.
We'll pit Dana against Joe. Stars or strippers?
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I like that. All right, so if you both answer correctly, it's a wash.
Okay.
Here we go. Stars or strippers? Okay. Are they just stars, or was there a time in their life when they were also strippers?
Mm-hmm.
Chime in with your name. First one to answer and get it correct gets the point. Julia Roberts, Lady Gaga. Stars or strippers?
We have to pick one of them?
Yeah.
Dana.
Dana?
Julia Roberts.
You're saying she was a stripper before. Mm-hmm. Okay. Joe?
I'll say Gaga.
Ooh, Joe on the board. 1-0. Yes. Joe gets a point.
I think I read that somewhere at one time. Plus, I don't think Julia Roberts would have been a stripper.
I just was hoping she
Boy,
was.
Boy, wouldn't that have been something to
you.
Find out, though, wouldn't it?
You opened.
Goodness.
Yeah, Lady Gaga, you know, she worked in strip clubs. That's where she kind of cut her teeth and made her music. Also danced to strip club music, and that's kind of what gave her the knowledge of what it took to make a good dance song to make you want to get naked.
Well, you got to wonder if why she was an exotic dancer. Did she wear things like the meat dress? And all those
God.
Weird concoctions she came up with. Was that her thing?
Yeah. I can't imagine you show up somewhere in New York City and Lady Gaga comes out in that egg. Remember that they carried her in that King Tut egg thing?
Yeah.
Where she comes out in a pork chop dress? Wow. To take that off, three songs, and there's like bacon all over the floor,
Could
and there's Lady
imagine?
Gaga? Wow. Lady Gaga's still stripping on TV.
Yeah, actually.
Okay, Joe on the board, 1-0. Male edition, Dana.
Who?
Stars or strippers?
Okay.
Chris Pratt. Kevin Costner.
Oh, man.
Stars or strippers?
Dana, I'm going to say Chris Pratt just because I want him to be a stripper.
Okay.
You know what? I'm going to dangle that toe for Kevin Costner.
Kevin Costner.
I think he's danced his way around a stage or two.
Yeah, and here's the thing. Just think, Joe, how excited you'd be. What if he danced in water really, really well because he was in Water World and he actually had webbed feet?
Oh, he does dance in water really, really
yeah.
well.
Dana on the board with one there. Chris Pratt was a stripper.
Wow, imagine that. I can't believe Costner wasn't a stripper.
Yeah. Another male edition.
Yes. Okay.
Dana likes this game.
I do.
Channing Tatum. You know, he was in Magic Mike.
Mm-hmm.
James Gandolfini. The late James Gandolfini from The Sopranos.
Joe.
Stars and strippers.
I already know this one because there's been a ton of interviews done. Channing Tatum definitely was a stripper.
Really?
Dana.
I was going to go Gandolfini.
Okay, is that what you're going with?
Uh-huh.
Joe is incorrect. James,
yes!
James Gandolfini was some of the most sought-after male entertainment from 1968 to 74.
Not.
Yes, in New Jersey.
Gandolfini.
Women from around the area would pay big money to see James
That's
Gandolfini. You know what his nickname was back when he lived there, right?
Please tell me.
What?
James Gandolfini!
Please welcome to the
stage. No. It was actually James Gandolfini. Wow.
Magic Mike was too obvious, in my opinion.
And you're incorrect. Joe's right. It was Channing Tatum. I was lying.
He taught a course.
Yeah, he did dance.
Yeah, he taught a stripping, like, dance strip well, dancing class.
Yeah.
I already gave myself the points. So.
All right, back to the women. Cardi B, new sensation, new pop starlet. Cardi B, Mariah Carey, stars and strippers.
Joe. Cardi B.
Oh, that's my guess too.
Because she says I got to I don't have to dance. I make money move.
You
I don't dance now. I make money move.
You're reciting song. You know her songs?
I love her songs.
That song played at a strip club I may have visited.
Yeah.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So you
talks about it. She got a bag and fixed her teeth.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, you're both absolutely correct. Cardi B was a stripper.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, on to this one. Pink, Black China. Pink, Black China.
Dana.
Stars and strippers, Dana.
That's actually a tough one.
It is a tough one, but I'm just going to go Black China.
Okay, Joe?
That'd probably be an easy guess, but for game purposes, I'm going to think Pink did a little dancing on stage.
Oh, we've got a tie now. Blac Chyna was the stripper.
Was she?
I mean, here's the thing.
Not hard to imagine, but
no,
I mean,
not
okay.
at all.
Both quintessential stripper names. You know, the DJ that has to bring either of those women on, but please welcome Pink.
Yeah.
You know, to the main stage, Blac Chyna. I mean, either one of those, you're like, whoa, man, I want a tip. Those sound like good girls.
Where are those girls? You'd be looking around when they come out.
Blac Chyna was the stripper.
Okay.
Tied up 3-3. Courtney Love, Adele.
Oh, Dana.
Courtney Love or Adele? Dana?
Courtney Love.
Joe?
Adele. I think Adele moonlights.
Sadly, I would go to a strip club where Adele danced. She was never a stripper. It was Courtney Love.
Oh! I got to be honest with you. Of the two, I think not one person listening would rather see Courtney Love on stage than Adele.
Yeah.
That is a true statement.
If you've ever heard the term dirty stripper, that never existed until Courtney Love danced.
What was that movie she was in with Woody Harrelson?
Oh, that was the Larry Flint story.
Yeah, just watch that movie. You see her in those old men white underwear. That was the most disgusting, gross thing I've ever seen in my life. With a,
I know the kids are out of school right now. Forgive me. I know everyone out there, too. You've seen Kingpin with Woody Harrelson.
Worse than that.
You remember the landlord lady?
Yeah.
I would rather her than Courtney Love. I would make passionate, foot-rubbing, lustful love to Woody Harrelson's landlord in Kingpin than I would Courtney Love in that movie, Larry Flint.
We have gone to an unruly place.
We have.
Courtney
we
Love is
have.
Awful.
That was a terrible, terrible part. Oh, boy, she looked terrible.
Dana now up 4-3.
3-2.
No, it's 4-3 because if you both get it right, I'm giving you a point.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right.
So it's 4-3. A male edition. You know who Kelly Ripa's husband is? Mark Consuelos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Stars or strippers? Mark Consuelos, John Hamm.
Oh. Okay. Dana.
Okay.
I want to say Consuelos, but I'm going to go John Hamm.
I think you got to go John Hamm.
Okay. Yeah. And so for the ladies out there, and I don't know if you know this or not, but they say that John Hamm, that is his last name, but he also carries one.
That's why we're going with John
aptly
Hamm.
Named.
Especially Joe.
He is very, very well bestowed.
And he does not like the fact that folks know it and wish they would stop talking about it
as
he
walks
down
pants.
The street.
He hates the fact that he can't hide it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They do not make a kilt big enough to not show
that?
It. Yeah.
No.
Any kind of pants at all that button or zip in the front, he's done for.
Yeah, they say if he goes to Scotland or whatever and he's going to play bagpipes, he has to wear a dress.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to like drag on
maxi?
The ground. He needs a train behind him, but he wears it in front.
And he just walks backwards.
We go scoreless there. John Hamm, not the exotic dancer.
Mark.
It was Mark Consuelos.
Oh.
Kelly Ripa landed her a stripper.
I kind of thought that.
They said down in Florida, man, down in South Beach, he was a bungalow boy to bouncer. And that's how he got his name recognized, is all the chicks would go there and they loved him. And he said that's how he got his name out before he became an actor and all that and started doing this stuff. He said that was the only way he knew to get famous and the women loved him.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, this one. Let's go to this. We are scoreless. Dane in the lead, 4-3. Stars and strippers. Sharon Stone or Catherine Zeta-Jones?
Ooh, man.
Stars and strippers. Who used to dance?
Joe? Sharon Stone.
Oh, okay. Dana?
That was my guess, too.
Okay, so you guys go again. Scoreless.
What?
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
She's
Catherine,
so classy looking.
Yes. Yeah, Catherine Zeta-Jones used to dance.
Wow.
Yeah. Naked. We got two more.
Boy, she does look very hoity-toity to have been a dancer.
Yeah, but again, if any of the stories we've heard about Michael Douglas are even close or remotely true, what a sleaze bucket, and I mean that as a compliment, what a sleaze bucket in the bedroom.
Yeah.
He's got an insatiable thirst or taste, I should say, for the ladies, and I think that she knew, and I think that's why Michael Douglas, not only did he think she was beautiful, but I think there was something about her being an ex-exotic dancer that led him to her.
That could be.
Okay, this one. Another guy edition. Javier Bardem or Woody Harrelson?
Oh, no, this is terrible.
Woo, you got to think of from specific roles in movies, too.
Yeah, this is no game for old men.
I want to wash my eyes.
Javier Bardem, Woody Harrelson,
Dana.
Stars and strippers, okay?
I'm going to go Bardem.
Okay, Joe.
You know what? I thought about, I think Woody. I thought about
that
Bardem.
That is a pretty perfect stage name.
I kind of thought about Woody.
Okay. Dana on the board with an extra point. Javier Bardem,
Really?
Used to be a stripper. Who? Even danced and stripped and did a routine one time in front of his family. His mother and sister watched him do this.
Oh, no.
And he said that he was not very good at it. But, yeah, he used to dance back in whatever country he's from. He used to do this stuff, and he was a male stripper.
Boy, that is a big, just large human to be up on stage. His features and his face and his head are so big.
I want you to go out today, and I want you to physically go out and push the cars that have flipped over on their roofs back onto their wheels because they vomited all over the windshield and lost control of their car. When you said Woody Harrelson, I want you really not, after you said, I want you to think of Woody Harrelson doing a strip routine.
But his name.
You're going to pay for what you said because no one should envision Woody Harrelson dancing nude.
But his name is Woody. I mean, what a perfect stripper name.
It is, but what a disgusting stripper.
And I think he should be doing at Woody from Cheers when he was just skinny.
No, I wanted to do it from Kingpin. I want Roy Munson on stage with that hair.
That missing hand.
There is nothing more.
What a creep.
Yeah, he would have danced to 1 second of a song and he would have been yanked off the stage with a cane.
Remember when they roll into town? Ugh, how do I look?
You look handsome, Roy. One more guy edition. That
is
correct.
A lot of dudes on this.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, but Dana is winning 5-3. Final one. Joe has no chance to win.
No, I don't.
And this is funny. Tom Hanks?
Nope.
Brad Pitt?
Nope.
Oh.
Joe.
Joe.
Brad Pitt.
Dana.
I want to say Tom Hanks just because I hope it's true.
I'll tell you this. Brad Pitt, I believe, was a Chippendale.
I don't know yet. Dana, what's your answer?
I'm going whatever the other one was.
You
I already
go
forgot
Tom
his
Hanks?
Name. Yeah, Tom Hanks.
Yeah. It is Tom Hanks.
Yes!
It is not Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks came through. He went to Modesto Junior College, where I attended. No, listen. He went to MJC, also Sac State. He came through.
That is true.
Spent time in the Bay Area. And they say that he made his money traveling out west by dancing in local places. And he was, in fact, the Chippendale.
Tom Hanks. You're lying.
Yeah.
You have to be.
I am.
What was he? Chippendale?
No. It was Brad Pitt.
Thunder Down Under?
Yeah, he was one of those dudes.
Was he really?
Yeah.
I thought I heard that somewhere at one time.
Yeah.
You know too much about Brad Pitt, Joe.
These people do these things,
and Tom
man.
Hanks.
I mean, that's amazing to me. Isn't that funny?
There's more on the list. I was reading through. I was like, okay, I want to see who was a stripper. Who danced before they got into Hollywood?
Didn't Stallone?
Possibly.
Or did he do porn?
No, Stallone never did porn.
I think he did.
No, he did.
I think you can find some early Sylvester Stallone work back in the 70s.
That would be so awful.
He doesn't have to talk, so.
Joe, try to talk like him and act like you're a male porn star.
Adrian. Oh, that's Bruce, baby.